another episode of If You Have Questions, We Have Answers. As usual, a simulcast with this conference call. And we had a bunch of people join in here in the last few minutes. I welcome you all, and if you want to, please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Dharmananda.
Dharmananda, welcome.
Thank you.
Positive greetings from Sedona. Hi, it's Raiden.
Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Welcome.
Thank you.
France,
hello,
from Memphis.
Terry from Dallas.
Terry from Dallas. Welcome to you, Terry.
Thank you.
Shirley from Ohio.
Hello, Shirley. Welcome.
Hi, Shirley.
Thank you.
Don in Northern Ohio.
Oh, hello, right, Don. Welcome to you.
Terry.
Hi, Don.
Hi,
Brody.
It's
France from Brody
Memphis.
Nashville.
Hi, Brody. Hi, Brody. Welcome.
Hello.
Did I hear Bob? Who else? Please say a name and location.
France from Memphis.
Who is this from Memphis?
France.
Hans, welcome. Oh, France. Hello, France.
And Roger. And Roger from Austin.
Roger. Welcome, Roger.
Hey, Roger. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Anyone else? Feel free to say your name or location. The next person, we welcome you. Please say your name or location. But only if you want to. Welcome. And of course, I welcome anyone and everyone that has joined in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here.
Hello, Heise. It's a miracle that your house is still intact.
It
and
is. Yeah.
Well, how about the house around you?
One next to us survived as well.
Uh-huh.
And one across the street also. But it's like, you know, the rest is all. It's here and there you see like one home, two homes, three homes together. But for the rest, you see nothing but the chimneys standing up still.
Oh, yeah. Well, God loves you. You know.
Are you going to be able to move back in? Or?
You know, I don't think, you know, we don't own it, so I don't think we want to do it.
Yeah. It doesn't really help you that much, except to save your stuff.
That's right. You know, we have our stuff, and it's like, you know, it's right now you drive through a disaster area, you know, and... I don't think that the I would consider and possibly do it, but you know, I have a wife and kids as well, so I don't think you wanna be there.
Yeah, you gotta move to Chico, right?
You're in Chico currently, yeah. And we had another person join in on the phone line. Welcome, please say your name and location. But of course only if you want to, we welcome you.
Hi, this is Terry in Stona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi. Hi. Hi.
Great to have you. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hey, hi.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. It's Helen.
Helen. I didn't hear the giggle.
Hi, Helen.
I heard I did. It was a little giggle. I'm tired. It's a long day.
Must be a bad mood today.
But how are you?
Oops. Good. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. Welcome. Now, Franz. Can you hear me, Franz?
Yes, I can hear you.
Bitte Deutsch.
Ambition.
Ambition.
Okay.
So, do you have other people that you know who join in at the conference calls over here?
No, Edna.
Edna, that's what I was thinking. I didn't want to ask it that way, but yes, all right. Hey, that's very interesting. Have you joined in before, Tom, in the past with us?
Yeah, I was on some calls with Edna.
Okay, you were. Okay, I never realized that. All right. Well, thank you for being here today. And another person joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Brenda from D.C. How are you this evening?
I'm well, Brenda. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right. And how about the next person? Welcome. Please say your name and location.
It's Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello there. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Wynn.
How
you doing?
Is Terry here?
Yes.
Terry?
Give it a few minutes.
Yeah. Yeah?
Hi.
Hi, I'm using the wired set because I found the other thing, but it won't work. I would have to hang up and try and pair it or something.
All right. Well, you sound good. Okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
You may even sound better.
You're a little too close to your microphone, though.
Pardon? I'm too close?
Slightly, maybe. That's my opinion.
Yeah, you're very loud, almost overmodulated, yes.
Even if I didn't get the block and upload to the cloud, but it's just fast. Go home and find out how this somehow ended up. It appears he was walking down the sidewalk and then suddenly makes a hard left.
Oh, right. That's very interesting. I'm not on the console, so I cannot check.
All right, here we go.
The TV.
Hi, it's Lindsay. Your name and your city?
Hey, it's Bonnie in California.
Hello, Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hi, everybody. Hi, guys.
Let's get started.
Muted. This conference is being recorded.
This is December 19th, 2018. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, everybody everywhere. And this is a call where people ask questions, submit questions. Now, I'll tell you something that I have noticed, in my humble opinion, and that is, you know, for the past year, I have not been going out and raising a storm and bringing new people on the line. And I'm kind of making a shift in myself, realizing how important that is. And that you can ask so many questions. And I'll ask a question about this, you know? And after a while, there's a what's the word? There's a diminishing return. And what I notice is people can ask questions. But when I make a request of you guys to take a risk, very few of you come forward to take a risk. Like if I said, who wants to be a greeter? Do we have some greeters? Do we have this? Learning to run the console. And it's like, this may not be the answer for everyone, but as you do things to support the work, you're then supporting other people. And in that way, the energy starts coming back to you. And in any case, I take responsibility. Well, it's not completely my responsibility because, you know, I've been really preoccupied for the last year, and particularly the last couple of months. And I feel like I'm making a switch. And I'm kind of driving Jerry crazy today because I get too intense. And so, Terry, don't be crazy, okay? When we used to go out and do something at a show, I remember the show would sometimes start like at 9 a.m. in the morning, and we'd get there at 7:30. We have to set up this whole booth, and I would be very intense. I'd be bossing people around and yelling people, you do this, you do that. And it was really irritating to other people. But I didn't know how to get it done otherwise, you know? It's like, in any case,
unmuted.
Bonnie, do you understand what I mean, Bonnie? What's that, Terry?
I switched to my headset.
You switched to the other headset?
I'm on my headset, yeah.
Not the wired one?
No.
Okay. So, Bonnie, do you ever get like that? You're a boss, right?
I'm not a very good one, actually. I'm not very good at telling people what I think they should be doing, and it hurts me at times.
Yeah. Is anybody else a boss on the line? Ever been one?
No, I can be pretty bossy.
You can be bossy?
Yeah.
Do you have guys that work under you?
Just one, you know.
Just one. Does he get irritated with you sometimes?
Depending on the person. But I'm pretty good to work with.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
I'm
back in
the room.
All right.
They said that they wanted me to be the boss of a whole crew of girls on the farm where I worked, and I quit because I didn't want to be a boss.
Well, I don't want to be a boss either. But, you know, my problem is that I am aware of how important this work is that we're doing. I'm very aware of it and how important it is and how many people could potentially be reached. And I know it won't happen by itself. If I don't create a certain intensity and passion for it, it'll just keep going in circles. And
you need
a whole
crew, though. I mean, you need a whole...
Well, yeah, but where are they?
Behind you.
Yeah, well, until they're here, I got to be all the different things. And, I mean, I do a lot of different things. I do websites, you know. I do this, I do that. And, you know, the problem is, and I won't call it a problem, but the challenge is... It's not like a conventional thing. So you have to go through a lot of belief systems in other people before they take you seriously. So it's not like some project that you walk in the door and everyone knows what it is and they give you support. It doesn't seem to work that way, although it should. And so I'm learning more and more and more how to do it, okay? And on that note, I'm going to mute it. Anyone have anything they want to say about this idea?
Wynn, this is Bonnie. You know, I have a Facebook page for the Corona Depot, and I really get a lot of response from this with a little bit of effort. You know, we post pictures, make announcements and stuff. And there's a lot of Law of One pages out there, people who are interested in it. And and once in a while I will, you know, just throw up an invite, you know, out there. But I think that might be something we could look into.
Yeah, Prudence did that. Is Myra on the line? I'm glad you reminded me, because there's a lady that came in from a Law of One page that Prudence introduced her to it. But, you know, I'm not good to do that myself. Other people have to do that.
Okay.
You know, if I do it, in other words, if I tried this, at one point, I was hitting my head against the wall, And I joined, this was like years ago when the Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce came out. And I realized that that book could be a classic. Hey, Prudence, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Lynn.
Do you know how to spell Myra's name, her first name?
Yeah, it's got an I in it. M-I-A-R-Y-A or something. I have to look at the... I have to write it out to see it.
I think it's M-Y-R-I. Oh.
Yeah, M-Y-R-I-A.
I think you're right. I got it. Okay. Because I think she sent me a question earlier in the week.
Oh, good.
Here it is. Thank you.
Yep, I'll post them on... I post the calls on Facebook when they're Law of One or Carla.
Yeah.
And people can see that. I get a lot of comments.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're coming in on the call, but because a lot of them are anonymous. But I did get quite a few comments on them. Thank you. So I think they're listening.
And I was going to tell you, I joined an Edgar Cayce group, Yahoo Edgar Cayce group. And that's where people send emails, right? And my God, I got so much resistance. And there was this one lady in New Zealand who was the worst. I mean, the really the worst. I hope she's not listening now. She might be. Hi. And a few years later, I found out she's listening to all our calls. Okay? And she was really into it, into the raw Elohim stuff. But all the time I was on that call, she was a nightmare. You never know where something's going to go. You know, you never do. It's like you don't get. It's not good to expect immediate response from anybody. You got to put it out and let it go. And you never know which seed is going to grow. You know, but I have to put it out. If I put it out to a lot of people, and there's definitely going to be some seeds that grow, okay? I mean, that's, you know, with George Norrie, obviously, that was the case. All right, now, let me see if we got any last-minute questions. Bonnie sent a question. Okay. And Terry, let's see if I hear you okay.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you.
Okay.
You're loud and clear.
Good.
Are you feeling better? Don't say.
What? Well, I'm glad that they're feeling. I'm glad it's...
You're glad it's them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I always feel better when they, you know, they come in.
Nick, I just saw your question. I'm putting it in there. I mean, you guys are really lucky because we've been
from Perth.
Right.
Right.
Perth, Australia.
Yeah.
Did you guys see my email on our Christmas Eve thing?
No.
Yes?
No.
Yes.
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 Yes. Oh. Okay, glad you got it. You. Yeah, let me see here. All right, we got all our questions ready. Gary's ready. And I'm just going to, we're running the tape recorder. Let me mute everybody.
Muted.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything, none of that nature, must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We come to each and every one of you. We do not come to the computer or the telephone line. That is only the voice. We come directly to you. You may wonder, how can that be true? We see your light. We see your connection with the call. If you do not wish us to come close or touch you, we do not come. We are multi-dimensional, so we can contact many people at one time. And it is our delight when these calls happen, as it is a rare occurrence, for a connection between our realm and your realm. We are a portion of the Elohim group and a portion of the Ra group, and come together in a wide bandwidth to be able to assist where we can for the highest good. Do you have questions?
Can our instrument come closer to the microphone, please?
Is that better?
Yeah,
a little.
Are we ready?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, that's much better. Much better.
Okay, well, I came had to come out of channel because they're too good at manipulating. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go back in. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well, here's a question that I'll put forth based on what we were just talking about. When somebody submits a question, do you feel their energy through the question they submit? Or is their energy signature in the question? Or do you feel their energy because they're on the call? Or both?
We feel their energy. If they're just on the call, then we have to connect the question with the person on the call. So if they give their name and their location, then we can first of all zero in on the location, and particularly if they're on the call, we can then move to connect.
I see. So you kind of scan the location, and you can feel the frequency of the question.
Yes. Yes. Okay. The other day somebody said, okay, what is D saying? Well, we couldn't come in. I mean, there were so many Ds in the world. So, anyway, what is your question?
Well, this is a question. No, I'll leave it at that. I don't. We're starting a little late, and I want to fit all the questions in. Okay. So, this is from Isis in Seattle.
Hi, Isis.
And she wants to know, if possible, to share, how does Kimberly Meredith connect to this dimension for healing? And would I be able to access this as well, as strongly as she does? If so, how could I achieve the same level of connection to stream this energy to someone's trauma or ailment to restore their condition back to a healthy state, a state where they were before the imbalance came about? And I just wanted to say, Isis, keep in mind that Kimberly had a near-death experience, and then there was some kind of interaction that happened where they asked her, do you want to, can we work through you? And she agreed. And her life is not easy in many ways because her normal 3D self, you know, it's just not easy for her. Believe me, I know. But let me turn it over to our sources and see what they say.
Kimberly has multiple sources, and the multiple sources have lived before. They are not part of the Lava, but part of the Elohim group. However, then she is connected to the fifth dimension, particularly into the 12th dimension, which is the God realm, which is where all creation starts. So she can work with the sources and they can dismantle a tumor, say, and then they can move in and establish healthy balance with the moving in from the 12th dimension and reestablishing a different reality. So one would need to be able to contact the fifth dimension where creation begins to form in more of a gelled manner, and the 12th dimension, which is the God realm, where there is nothing but everything is beginning or put together or begins to be reestablished or established from the 12th dimension. So she has multiple sources that are all working together so they can view the patient from the multi-dimensions. And she has some of the great healers that are working with her that have lived before that have mastered some of the techniques of healing. And they all work together within her to bring forth a healing and a reestablishment of the format, for instance, the tumor may dissolve and one may notice the tumor just getting smaller as they are dismantling it.
Now, part of Isis's question implies that she would like to be able to do healing. And can you make any comment on that to her? If she wanted to do that, what would she do?
She could listen to some healing, go on the internet and listen to some healings of Kimberly, where Kimberly was working with somebody, and then she could begin on her own to do some of the affirmations that Kimberly does. See, if I would be, if she could get some healing response from somebody she's working with, that doesn't necessarily even have to be in front of her.
Okay. And would Kimberly's sources work through another person as well if they found someone that was qualified?
Yes, it is possible.
Okay. So then one would really have to make the connection with those sources
and
to have that occur.
And to do multiple connections at the same time.
Yes, I got it. Okay. Next question here is from Don Herman. And where is he?
Akron, Ohio?
No, I'm just looking for where I pasted his question in here on my document. There it is. The term open heart has been much used. Could the sources give a more expansive definition of the meaning of having an open heart, as well as any other information which might help us keep our hearts open? Thank you.
Thank you. The heart is more accurate a guide than the mind. The mind can be very tricky and can mislead one. So one can follow their heart and can be able to have an open heart. Now, it is more than 51, roughly 51% at least open to be able to move into the higher realms. If one does not have, they have less of their heart open, then they are closed down to changing direction or being open to others or being able to negotiate, navigate through the heart vibe.
You know, a lot of people, when they think of having an open heart, they think it means they've got to be loving, which means they might create effort in doing nice things for other people. But I think having an open heart is different than that. It's an energy that is in your heart. It's an energy that's there. And when the energy is there, other people can feel it. And it radiates out to other people. And, the question is, how do you get that energy there? And, you know, this is a topic of spiritual groups everywhere. They meditate. They clear their karma. They do good deeds. There is an open-hearted energy on these calls. If you feel your heart energy on this call, then remember how that feels, because it becomes a reference point. Can you give any further elucidation of that?
When an individual has an open heart, it doesn't mean that the heart is wide open all the time, because there may be circumstances where they need to contract or withdraw, like the circumstances of danger, and put all their attention on what is going on around them. And so to have an open heart means that you have the ability to open up your heart and to use your heartfelt guidance in what you are undertaking. There are fine tuning of this, and fine tuning is like a dance between the environment and what is going on and your connection with it.
Thank you. Next question. And this is from Myra in Dallas, Texas, who met Prudy at a Law of One group in, I forget what city.
Kentucky?
I don't think so. No, I think it was an online, it's an online group. But it's probably in Texas because that's where she lives. But maybe not because it's online. So people could be anywhere. My question to the Ra Elohim group. During a vision, I met or was rather reintroduced to another family, not one of this earth. It was a mother and daughter, and I knew we were connected. Could you tell me where I come from or where they're located? I was shown a family crest and walked briefly through their home. They also said I was part of a council. Can you explain what that means?
Was this a real family? A real family on this earth?
I don't believe so, okay? During a vision, I met or was rather introduced to another family. It was a vision.
Okay. All right, give us a moment. And what is her name? Myra.
Dallas, Texas. Myra Garcia. M-Y-R-I-A-H.
And she wants to know about their family crest, too.
Well, she wants to know about this mother and daughter that she met in her vision and she felt connected with. She wanted to know where they're located, where they came from, and where she comes from.
Thank you. We see that you have been born on Earth more than one time, and that you have been in another part of the United States and a part of Europe at one point, and then eventually a long time ago, millions of years, you were on another planet. And then on spaceships, then have traveled, and you then came to Earth, the garden planet, and decided to establish yourself in the Earth environment. The mother and daughter in the vision, you have had some experience with before, and you have affinity for this mother and daughter, and they have been important in your life, although they have not been much in your life recently, but they come to visit you in your vision to let you know that they are still there and they are, there is a significance to your connection.
they are attempting through your vision to get in touch with you. And they may, again, be in another vision. You've had some significant relationship with them somewhere in the past, particularly with the mother.
This is they had past lives where they were both physical lives together?
Yes.
Okay.
Somewhere way back.
Thank you. The next question is from Prudence in Asheville, North Carolina. I've been having very interesting dreams and experiences lately. I am assuming that I am a wanderer. Can you tell me something about my home density, my home star? Did I have anything to do with the Mars transfer? Thank you.
Give us a moment while we look. We see in the past that there was a transfer of humans from Mars to Earth. Mars became uninhabitable more. If this is what you mean by the Mars transfer, we do see that you were there and you came here. In an earlier life, you were in Mars and on Mars, and then you were transferred here when Mars had a series of explosions and became uninhabitable.
Thank you. Was Mars, would you call Mars her home density, if that's what she's asking?
No. No, we would not. Mars was a stopping place along the way.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way she could know where she started from, her home star?
She started from a higher density, and she came in as a wanderer and was on a more centralized planet before her wandering brought her to Mars and here.
I see.
But we wish you to take your own luck. Do not take what we say as the reality and cement, because you need to be able to look yourself. And sometimes when a person looks, there are changing viewpoints as they zero in on their past.
Thank you. This is from Nick in Perth, Australia.
Yes, Nick, we have been thinking of you, Nick, and there in Australia.
Hi, everyone. Blessings to be to all. I am wondering, what are my biggest obstacles, challenges, and lessons to learn in this lifetime?
Perhaps your biggest lesson is to learn to be yourself and not be trapped by other realities that are in divergence from your reality, but to be able to look at those realities and see that they are there and that's what those other people have. It is not necessary for you to close terminal with them, however, and to try to take them on for yourself. There is a stability that comes when one can be themselves and can view another and see that that's their reality without trying to place their reality into yours or trying to change them into your reality. This is a hard lesson that many people need to learn.
Thank you. Bonnie Penner's asked the question. I rarely miss a call, and I am frequently out and about when participating on a call or Whole Planet Healing. I enjoy the challenge and practice of connecting with and upholding. And I'll just paraphrase her question here, that she's oftentimes in public places where there's noise and occasional interruptions by others, and she likes to think that she's anchoring the vibes to the benefit of the space she is occupying at the moment. I am here, I'm on.
The ability in your town, in just the physicalness of the depot that you have provided, that is stabilizing energy within the town. People rely on it being there and look forward to coming. But even if they don't come, they look forward to it being there. And to your news of what you are doing, it is providing a stability for your surroundings to some degree.
Thank you. And let me see here. Actually, I think we have one more question tonight. And this is from Franz Ossenbach, Edna's former husband. And Franz, yes. And he lives in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes.
Thank you for answering my question last week. I really appreciated the answer. Here are a few more questions. Did I have a connection with Emily's father in one of my previous lifetimes? Emily is his wife.
Yes.
The answer is yes?
We weren't answering that particular question when we said yes. We recognize Emily, and we do see a jovial connection from something that dates back to the past, to the times in America that where things were more rougher, more not so many amenities. Life was more to do with a little bit outdoors, and there is a deeper connection because of that past.
How long ago was that lifetime?
It was about in the beginnings of this country, 1700, 1800.
Are you talking about Are you talking about a connection he had in that lifetime with Emily's father?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And Emily as well? In that same life?
Is that his question?
No, it isn't. All right. I'm sure he's thinking it, though. Okay.
We do not see a connection.
Just with the father. Okay.
Yes.
Right, okay.
In that particular lifetime, we have not looked beyond.
Yeah. And am I here in this life to learn or to guide others? I think he means to teach or to guide others. Well, no, no. He means learn. Am I here in this lifetime to learn or to guide others? One or the other. Could be both. If I am here to learn, what am I supposed to learn?
To meet others that you have met before. For instance, others like Edna, others like
Emily,
father,
no.
To establish a really good loving family relationship. To be successful in the making of a living and to and of something that you have chosen to do to bring it to success.
Thank you. And I think that's all our questions. Isis, let's see, Prudence. And that's all our time. So we did good. I thank everybody for asking questions tonight. And we're going to go right into Whole Planet Healing. So we'll see you in just a moment. And let me unmute everybody. Here we go.
Unmuted.
Thank you, Winter.
You're welcome.
And
thank you.
Thank you, our sources and everyone.
Thank you, Ice. Ice, I always love to hear your voice.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you. Thank you so much.